they share mem hey.
לא יבוא הכוסוף, אלא ליגבויס לנזוקים מן האידיס. וקל וחומר להקדש. המקיבס סיין טו זכן. One Zahra is Cholek and Rabbi Shmuel and the Gather of Meitav, that he holds that Meitav is made of the Mazik and not made of the Nizak, and he's adding the Kalvachimer leHegdesh, that in Hegdesh also you have to pay Meitav. And this Cholek of the Sugi is really to be Mazbir Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kive. What is the Kalvachimer leHegdesh? Michael v'choymer lehegdash. That not only when a person is mazik as chaveiro, he pays meitav. Even when you mazik hegdash, you pay meitav. Kal v'choymer, when you mazik hegdash, you pay meitav. Ilei medinogach turedidan leturede hegdash, sheireyu amar achmone, velo yishor shel hegdash. You don't pay at all. Kal v'choymer lemeitav, you don't pay at all. This is the Gemara's kasha. So we mentioned already yesterday that the Gemara is learning that Mazik Hegdesh is potu. Silenu Shitas Rashi, that Mazik Hegdesh is potu, not Dafka Shor Shenogach, Shen Regel Odom Boir, every Mazik Hegdesh is potu. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Tesis also. Just Rashi learns it out from Re'eyu v'loy shel Hegdesh. Tesis learns it out from Atzad HaShoveh, from Odom v'Bor v'Shor. And some Rishonim Taka learn, the Raivet and the Meiri bring down the Shita, that only Shor shel Yisroel shel Nogach Shor shel Hegdesh is Potu. But Shen v'Regel? Chayim. Shen v'Regel is Chayim. This is the Gemara. And when you learn this Gemara, Behilchus Pshat. And I want first, before we go into the Lomdus, the Hilchus Pshat of the Gemara is very shver. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva said, not only Shor Shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor Shel Akum, Shor Shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor Shel Yisroel, pays Meitav. Afilu, Shor Shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor Shel Hegdesh, pays Meitav Bekal V'choymer. The Gemara, it's not Emes. Shor Shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor Shel Hegdesh, is Potu. Fragt sich die Kasche. Before the Gemara's Kasche, it's not Emes. Let me say that it's Emes. Shor shel Yisroel, shenogach shor shel Hegdesh is Chayev. Let me say we don't darshan Re'eyu v'loy shel Hegdesh. So not only Shor shel Yisroel, shenogach shor shel Yisroel is Chayev, Shor shel Yisroel, shenogach shor shel Hegdesh is also Chayev. So for sure you pay Meitav. Why you have to have Kal v'chomer leHegdesh? It's Hainuach.
Why is everybody asking the Avnum
Dan was coming? Oh, I'm holding it out. It's Hainuach. It's Hainuach. You're telling me, no. Shor shel Yisroel shenogach shor shel Hegdesh is potu. You know what? It's Chayev. Shor shel Yisroel shenogach shor shel Hegdesh is Chayev. Yeah? It's Chayev. So it pays Meitav. You know, not only Shor shel Yisroel, shenogach Shor shel Yisroel, Shor shel Yisroel, shenogach Shor shel Shimon is also Chayev. Kal v'chomer. Pshita. Hainuach. Hainuach. And the Gemara is asking a kasha, you are wrong. On the kasha, you are wrong. L'chu, the Gemara had to add a kasha, why I need Kal v'chomer leHegdesh? Now, I want to be madgish. This kasha, the Raivet and the Teisa Shantz, B'toich HaDvorim, how tzach the kasha? the chab de kasher. And the Ravid learns that Eimechanami. So the Ravid says, this is the reason Shen v'regelo Moshul is chayev behegdash. So why the Gemara didn't answer, you need a pasuk for Shen v'regelo that is chayev behegdash. Rashi and Tezis learn hegdash is potu, if you mazik hegdash you potu, keret Shen v'regelo odom bo. But the Ravid learns only Shor Shel Yisrael shenogach Shor Shel Hegdash is potu. Shara Nezokim is chayev. So why the Gemara didn't answer? You need a kalvachim ala hegdesh for a case of shor shel if shen v'regel sheiziku hegdesh that you chayev. Zog the Ravid kipshit shenoy sen meitav. I don't need a kalvachim. So why bekeren we had a salgadaitoch? So he says a pshat. So it says reiyu v'loy shel hegdesh. So I will think reiyu v'loy shel hegdesh should be potu for meitav. Moses, and I need a kalvachim. Zog the Gemara, you don't pay the chlal, so it's not negia. This is the way the Ravid has it bedoicha. But the nafkamina is that the Ravid doesn't have shver. What we will have shver right away when Tesis will want to prove that hegdish is potul from all nezokim, not only from keren. Why the Gemara did not answer that we talk about shen v'regel? The Ravid learns because ain't a chalami. As haynu hach, you don't need a kalvachoyma. Only in Keren we had a salkedaito that you need a kalvachoyma. But them stay that we don't need a kalvachoyma. Oh, but if we don't learn like the Ravid, we learn like Rashi and Tesis. So we have again back to the question: why the Gemara is asking a kasha that it's not emes? That the Gemara had to ask, even if it's emes, that you chayev benezokim bebehegdesh, aber it's haynuach, I don't need a kalvachoyma lehegdesh. And the Rishonim answer, ein echanami. The Gemara could have answered it. So why the Gemara did not answer it? Adifa minei meshani. If the Gemara would ask, haynuach, you would say, why you asked haynuach? Ask, it's not emes. Lama zahar mubi the Gemara? Kalvachim ala hegdesh, my kalvachim ala hegdesh, haynuach, I don't need a posuk. So all the Rishayim will ask, haynuach, you don't need a posuk? You anyway don't pay. Ask better. So the Gemara asks better. So now we ask him, why should we ask? Shvachar. As I said, the Rishayim. I think we have to learn like that. It's maybe, it's ha-doichak bilcho is pshat. But we have to learn like that. That is the way you learn. So Barzei lo mimapshach the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Elo Elohim Rareo Laimone Lebedek Abayitz. The Osi Gizbo V'shokil Meidis. The Osi Gizbo V'shokil Meidis. The Osi Gizbo V'shokil Meidis. He said, Rareo Laimone Lebedek Abayitz. The Osi Gizbo V'shokil Meidis. So he was Mischayev Amone Lebedek Abayitz. So Bechai Gavne, the Gizbo is could be going from the Yidis. So the more lo yeh ela baal choyv, baal choyv bebeinemis. V'chitei mesover ki Rav Akiva, v'chitei mesover Rav Akiva kol baal choyv nami beidis. Ikel amifrach, ma la baal choyv shechen yofi koichu benazoki. Teimar behegde shehura koichu benazoki. That's the second chayrik of the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to arayn zetz. Listen carefully. The Gemara wants to arayn zetz. That the chiddush of Idis is legabe areo lai money le berek abayis. He's mischayev money to berek abayis, and he has to pay in Idis. So the Gemara could be better from a baal choy. Baal choy pays beinis. Rabbi Akiva holds baal choy pays Idis. So baal choy pays Idis. So baal choy pays Idis. Bemele, we taught that here also areo lai money le berek abayis. We'll pay Yiddis. So the Gemara is less from a Baal Choyim. Because Hura is not Kalva Choyim. It's Hura Koyche Ben Ezokim. Ari Mazik Hegdesh is Potu. So that is Hura Koyche Ben Ezokim. So it's not a Sforah that it'll be a Kalva Choyim that he will pay Ba'are Olay Mona Lebedek Abayis, he will pay Yiddis. This is the Gemara. And here the Kasha is very Shver. Rabbeinu Peretz is Margish in the Kasha. It's Eisen, Eisen, Akash. What is the pshat in the Gemara here? What is the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara wanted to say that what is the case that Rabbi Akiva said Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh when you said Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis? So it's like a Baal Choyv. He owes Mone LeBerek Abayis. So he will give me Yiddis. I Baal Choyv BeBeninis. Rabbi Akiva owes Baal Choyv is BeYiddis. So he's a Baal Choyv LeHekdesh, right? He's a Baal Choyv LeHekdesh. If he's a Baal Choyv LeHekdesh, so pshita that he pays BeYiddis. Why you have to come to the Kal Vachomer? The same question that I asked before. If we talk about Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis, so now he owes money to Berek Abayis. If he owes money to Berek Abayis, so he's a Baal Choyv. Baal Choyv Dine Beidis. Rabbi Akiva saw Baal Choyv Dine Beidis. Of them, Zog the Kal Vachomer, who are Din LeHekdesh? Why you need a Kal Vachomer, Arei Olai? It's Hainu Ach. This is the tenets of the Gemara. I'm not saying it's a pircha kal vachomer. I'm not asking a pircha kal vachomer. I'm asking why the Gemara needs a kal vachomer before she knew the Reyusa. When the Reyusa doesn't have a kal vachomer.
It's not the same.
Why is that the same? So it's regular Baal Choyv. No, sorry. It's the same Baal Choyv. It's a Baal Choyv. I'm learning it out from somewhere, I have a pircha. If I don't have to learn it out from somewhere, there's no pircha. I'm not learning out, it's a regular Baal Choyv. It's a Baal Choyv. Not a Kal Vachomer on the Hekdesh. This is a Pirche.
It's a
Pirche on
the
Kal Vachomer, it's also a Pirche on the Mamtzin. It's not a Pirche. The Gemara knows the Pirche, she knows the Pirche. The Gemara was not learned that it's a Pirche. The Gemara was not learned that it's a Pirche. The Gemara learned that the Kal Vachomer is good. She didn't learn that it's a Pirche. What is it? It's a Shvache Pirche. It's a Shvache Pirche. But the Gemara didn't know the Pirche. And the Gemara wants to say that what is the Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh? That if you owe money to Hekdesh, you pay. Be'idis like Baal Choyv. If it's the Zelbe Zach HaZevi Baal Choyv. If it's the Zelbe Zach HaZevi Baal Choyv. So Baal Choyv Dine Be'idis, this is also Dine Be'idis. You don't have to come to Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh. You don't have to come to Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh. Why did he come to Chaim Alei? Now we're going with the Reisif. Now there's no Gemara. This is the Reis Alam. Yes. B'meile, this is better than the Rishonim's Kasha before. And before we answer, the Gemara asks better that it doesn't start. Sinish Temes. Here the Gemara is not asking better. She's only shlugging the Kal Vachomer. It's not called a better kasha. The Gemara, before we answer, you read that the Gemara could have said that it's Hainuach. She asks better, Sheker, you don't pay. No, it's not true. You pay. It's Hainuach. Instead of asking Hainuach, you're shlugging the Kal Vachomer. Yes, that it can't be Pshat and Rabbi Akiva, because if it's the Pshat and Rabbi Akiva, you don't need to come to Kal Vachomer. It's Hainuach. It's not a Kal Vachomer, say it's Hainuach. Maybe it's another Kasha, you're right. It's better than another Kasha. What is the Pshat and the Gemara there? But the Maskol of Adai, the Kasha is Shvah. The man said, Shmuel, why I need to come to Kal Vachomer? It's Hainuach. If Baal Choyv Dine Beidis, it's Hainuach. If Baal Choyv Dine Beidis, and Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis is a Baal Choyv, it's Hainuach. Those are the Kasha. So why I have to come to Kal Vachomer? And the Gemara doesn't ask that Kasha. She just shlugs the Kal Vachomer. She just shlugs the Kal Vachomer. This is the Kasha. So the answer on this is, it's Be'asem HaMachleik is Tumim V'Ktzois. We know when a person says, Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis, why he has to keep his word? If I tell you, Zemi, I'll give you tomorrow $100, I have to give it? No? Once, you ready to answer? If I say, I'll give you tomorrow $100, I have to give you? No. Without a Kinyan, I don't have to give? If I say, I'll give you $100, no, I have to give you? So why here you have to give? What? Amirosoy legavoya kemesirosoy lehed yadon. Zog de Ktzois besimen samach zayin zivkot nalef b'shem de tumim. Amirosoy legavoya kemesirosoy lehed yad is only an idolus. This bench belongs to Hegdash, so it becomes belongs to Hegdash. This jacket will be to Hegdash, so it becomes belongs to Hegdash. But if you promise money, davar she'eino misuyem, you don't say amirosu legavoya kemsirosu le'edyet. Why you have to give it le'egdash? Midin neda. Midin neda. But without the neda, you don't have to give it. As I learned it to me. The difference is, if it's midin amirosoy, it's shivud momen. If it's midin neda, it's like a mitzvah. דווקא מי משהו, if you die. So אמירוסו לגבי הקם סירוסו להד, yet basically we'll take it from your kids. If it's מדין נדר, אז השאל if your kids have to keep your נדר or not. זוג דקצויס וטאוסו ביודוי. ואמרינן בו בקם את אבוב עמוד בייס, היינו בעל חויב. הרי מבואר בו בקם את אבוב עמוד בייס, שהאוים הררי עולי מונה לבדק הבייס, כמויסר שטר חויב לחווי רוי, שמשובד למומן. The Ktzais learns, the Gemara said, "Haynu ba'al choyv." It's a regular choyv le'egdash. So we'll start. Lefi netumim, we have an answer. It's not a regular ba'al choyv, really. It's not a regular ba'al choyv. It's like a ba'al choyv, but it's not a real ba'al choyv. Rashi and Gittin, they have it here in the Musaf Rashi and Vov Amud Beis, the last one. Vov Amud Beis, the last one in Musaf Rashi. Elo ba'al choyv, bedibure ba'alme. What Rashi means to say? It's not a real mesirosu legovoya kem mirosu legovoya. A mirosu legovoya kem mesirosu le'edyet. So here really, he didn't really give it to the Hegdash. So it's less from a ba'al choyv. No, it's kal v'choyim ala Hegdash. A regular ba'al choyv pays idis. Here you need to come to kal v'choyim because it's a little bit less. And the Gemara says, it's a birche. So the Fina Tumim and the Loshen Rashi. What? Good. Even the Be'etzim is less. Okay, Hegdash, because it's Hegdash, it's Kal V'Chayim. Because Hegdash. Because it's Hegdash. Again, if it's the same, you don't need a Kal V'Chayim. The answer is, Hegdash Be'etzim is worse, because the Chiyuv is not a fully Chiyuv. It's only a nether. But we say kal v'chaymer. If behed you...
Okay, what the chiv is.
Yeah.
If the chiv is...
If it's the same, you don't need a kal v'chaymer. You need a kal v'chaymer to something that is not the same, but is a reason to mechayim.
This is less reason to mechayim.
Again, less reason to mechayim as the choyim. But more reason to mechayim as the hegdash.
This is not a reason to mechayim.
The Moses is a kal v'chaymer to hegdash. That's my Gemara says that hegdash is a reason. How is that? The Gemara says it's a reason. The Gemara says, it's the same case as a Yischaivus, just it's a lower Yischaivus. Again, if it's the same case, you don't need a Kal V'Chaymer. This is what we asked before. This is the whole, we're going the whole Rishayni. If it's the same kind of Mechayev, Mali Hegdash, Mali Chaveiroi, and both you have to give it Meitav. The reason you have to come to a Kal V'Chaymer is why? Because the Yischaivus is a least Yischaivus. So it's a Chiyuv. But while he's a less ischaivus, he had to come to a kal v'chaymer le'egdash. They're asking, but they don't understand. They're telling that if it's not the same kind of ischaivus, we'll not help a kal v'chaymer. Because. Yeah. Again, we're asking a kasha, the rishonim omeir eneinu, that hegdash and hedyot be'etzim are the same. So if we're learning out one from each other, why you need a kal v'chaymer? It's haynuach. Mali Ruven, Mali Shimon, Mali Hegdash. A kal v'chaymer le'egdash. It's haynuach. This was the Rishonim's kash. And the first Gemara said, "Ein echnami." The Gemara said, "Better." But it's not emes. You don't pay Hegdash. Now the Gemara says it's a bal choyim. So the kasha comes back again. So Rabbeinu Peretz is meramitz. That is the answer. Rabbeinu Peretz is meramitz. The answer is be'etzem it's not a real ischayves on Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a less ischayves because it's amiroso legovayik mizvos legin like the tumim. It's not chal only b'dovah misuim b'dovah shemisuim. It's only a ischayves of a neder, a shibud of a neder. So it's a shibud. Beis Din could take it. You gave it that neder. But while it's a less shibud, it's not hainuach, and only because the kal v'chomer it's included. They're asking, no, if it's not a Zel Bechiyu, the Kal V'Chomer will not help. You're asking them that. Why not? Yeah, it's a different Chiyu. How can you say Kal V'Chomer? It's more Chomer, but it's a different case.
Now that he's Chayev, are you explaining that he's
Chayev? Yeah, but he's Chayev in a different kind of Chiyu.
Different kind of Chiyu.
So who's saying, you're right, there is a more reason to be Chayev, but it's a different kind of Chiyu. How you make the Kal V'Chomer?
It's a lower dagger. It's a lower dagger. Now that he's Chayev, he's made of an act. He's a Kal V'Chomer, but he's not Chomer.
This is good. Lefi the tumim and Rashi and Giti. Lemaisa the Ktzoi says that it's a ischayvus gmura. It's a regular balchoy. Okay, on them he says the Gemara could not call it haynu balchoy. If the Gemara says haynu baal choyv, so ischayv is gmur. Ischayv is gmur. So ischayv is gmur. The Meiri also stated that it's ischayv is gmur. The Meiri says la alocha oimer are olay mone lebedek abayis goivim ibeinenis. Are olay mone lebedek abayis goivim ibeinenis. Why goivim ibeinenis? If it's a nether, you goivim ziburis. הרי בעל חויב דינה בזיבורס. The only reason you gave him a bailin is שלטיל על דנס בפני לא עבין. Here is no שלטיל על דנס. So if it's a regular בעל חויב, it's a loy plut. But if it's not a regular בעל חויב, you'll be gave him from זיבורס. So, state in the קצויס and in the מאירי, that it's a regular בעל חויב. If it's a regular בעל חויב, again we're going back to understand ווסי דפשט in the קורא. Why you need a kal v'chomer le'egdash? Why you need a kal v'chomer le'egdash? The answer is the pshat ha'gemara. The pshat is as a. I understand the zokim pay idis. Why baal choyv will pay idis? Why the gemara had a tzad that baal choyv will pay idis? I want to go maybe to the step before, that's what you asked before Moshe. The Gemara said in the beginning, Elo lo'im erare olay mona lebedek abayis, da'osi gizbar v'shokil me'idis. For the Gemara lo'i, Elo ba'al choyv, dinay be'beinonis, so why is getting a yidis? Why the Gemara had a tzad, that ba'im erare olay mona lebedek abayis, he will pay yidis? Why was such a tzad, that ba'im erare olay mona lebedek abayis, will pay yidis? Why? Nezikim pays Yiddis. Why Baal Choyv will pay Yiddis? And the Ma'aseh, the Gemara says, Sof Rav Akiva, every Baal Choyv pays Yiddis. Why? What? Roshan. More doesn't know about Roshan for sure. I don't really know. The answer is, Baal Choyv is not. The Gemara understands that every person that has to pay money has to pay meita. You write nezikin. The reason he has to pay money because he damaged. But the bottom line is that he owes money, and because he owes money, he has to pay.
Why is
it possible? Again, without the pasuk in nezikin, I would not know the parsha of meita. Is nischadish in the parsha of nezikin that when you owe money, you pay meita? But I will explain. Why Baal Choyv is doing it in Nezikin? Baal Choyv is also like Nezikin. You also damage. He gave you $100, he lost $100, and you're replacing the $100. Exactly the same thing. One second. What is Baal Choyv? I lost $100 and you're replacing it. What is the difference if I lost it because you ate it or because I was very nice and I gave it? Same thing happened. Because of you, I lost $100. What? My animal business is okay. So I pay for sure. When my animal takes the money, I pay meitav. Not only when my animal. If you took my money, you also have to pay meitav. If your animal took my money, I pay you meitav. And you yourself, Kenneth, you took my money. Oh, you're not paying me meitav. Say I was nice. It's good. I would lose because I was nice.
There's no muscle.
What? I get. This was the tzad of the Gemara. This was the tzad of the Gemara that a Baal Choyv will pay Meitav. So I want to explain. We'll read the Gemara inside. Rishonim Amiram is it here. Elo Baroim Berare Olay Mona Lebedek Abayis. The Osi Gizbor Veshokil Meidis. As even when I owe money to my friend, I pay Meitav. When I owe money to Hegdesh, Kal B'chayma, that I pay Meitav. Zog the Gemara, I'm sorry, when I owe money to Hegdesh, if when I owe my friend, Alf Nezokim, I pay Meitav. When I owe Hegdesh, I would not pay Meitav. So what is the Shaychus? Baal Choyv, when I owe money to my friend, I don't pay Meitav. So why when I owe money to Hegdesh, I will pay Meitav? Doesn't make sense. So again, that the beginning of the Gemara was a salkedaitoch, that like when I owe money to my friend as the Zikim, I pay Meitav. Who would think when I owe money to Hegdesh, I will pay Meitav? Zog the Gemara, but when you owe money to your friend, he don't pay Meitav. So why when I owe money to Hegdesh, how I could learn it out from my friend? Zog the Gemara, no, when I owe money to my friend, I also pay Meitav. Now, but why is it Kal V'Choymer and it's not Ainuach? Because dear, I owe money to my friend because I took his money, and I'm replacing his money. And Hegdesh, I didn't take money from Hegdesh. This is the reason you have to come to a Kal V'Choymer. Oh, but it's a Kal V'Choymer. It's not Hainuach. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa. Again, the Tzus of the Shmaisa is the Gemara was Medame Choyv of Nezikin L'Choyv L'Hegdesh. So the Gemara, but Choyv L'Chaveiro is not the same. So no, even Chov L'Chaveiro is also Yiddish. So now the Gemara wants to medame Chov L'Hegdesh L'Chov L'Chaveiro. Even that it's not mamish the same, because Chov L'Chaveiro you owe because that he took, so he has to replace. So you're right, Misvore doesn't have to be the same, but if Rav Akiva holds that it's the same, so now we have a tzad, even when I owe money L'Hegdesh. Now by money L'Hegdesh, I'm not replacing money that I owe Hegdesh. This is the reason you have to come to Kal V'Choymer, because it's not mamish, Hainuach. So again, it's a tzus of the Shmaise. The Gemara was medame choyv l'chaveiro as nezikim l'choyv l'hegdesh. So the Gemara, but first choyv l'chaveiro as moment is not the same. So mechatez l'hegdesh. No, but choyv l'chaveiro is also Yiddis. Now, choyv l'chaveiro is Yiddis, why? Tzdoim el nezokim. This is what Rabbi Kiva holds. Man nezokim you replace be Yiddis. When you owe money, you also replace. But be hegdesh, I'm not really replacing. And Hegdesh, I'm stop giving money. But the Gemara wanted to say, Kal V'Choymer L'Hegdesh. Of them Zog the Gemara, like in Ezekiel, we see that Hegdesh is Shvacher. Pirche is a Shvacher, a Pirche. Memele, you cannot learn out. From Baal Choyv L'Chaveiroi, Baal Choyv L'Chaveiroi learn from Ezekiel, like, do you have to replace Yiddis? You also have to replace Yiddis. Masha'engen B'Hegdesh, we see that it's Shvach, that Benazikim yourself you put to. But maybe you cannot learn out Hegdesh from Chaveiro. This is the Tzus of the Shmaise, Alibe de Akzois, on Alibe the Rishonim that learn that it's a real Baal Choyv. When you say Ariel, I'm on the Benegabais, it's Mamish a regular Baal Choyv. Maybe it's not the Gemara Lohilom, the Nogach Tura Didan, the Tura de Hegdesh. The Kokashel or Shorayo, Marahmon, and Social Egdish, or Kibis, so like Shem Manassi, the town of Shem Manassi, Oimer, Social Egdish, and Noga Social Egdish, Potu, Social Hediot, and Noga Social Egdish, Bentam, Ben Mood, Meshalem, Nezik Shom. This is the first Chalik of the Gemara. And now, let me again to the Ikara Gemara. So, as Mevur in the Gemara, that Shorayo, Veloy, Social Egdish, you Potu, Chutman Maskonet, or Kibis, so like Shem Manassi. And Rashi learns that from Shor Re'eihu v'lo Yishor Shel Hegdesh, you patter not only Kerem, you patter Ale Ovis Nezikin. Boir, Shor, Odom, Regel. We said yesterday in Rashi Bayos is a shtikel meduyek. Rashi Tesa Mudbeis is mefurish. Vekulu yalfinen mereyu velo yishal egdash. Lamezan tesis. Teime. Velukma beshen veregel. Shiziku es a egdash. The hosom lek sivreyu. ומיקרן לכל המילף, דאינו מועדס מתחילוסו, ובזה יושב את התחת נסיני ישלם כסף נמי לילפינן, דויסקב לו אלו לידע שלו ממיתם. דילו חולמי ללפתור כולו מתומם בשזרה ובקלים ובסולם וקדושים. ויש לו אמר דכולו נזיקים פטורים בהקדש, כנמוכח בירושלמי בריש הנזוקים. וכלומר עושו במה אנו כיומים? אי בהכשר נזיקים, הותנין אשר ראיו ולא אשר של הקדש. הכשר means all always, הכשר. אם בגודיס כגופוי אודם המאזיק אותו מרפחי הנזוקים להגדס הנזוקים לגבויה אלו באוי מרחי אולי לבנק הבייס משמע דולים השכחס נזוקים בהגדש לא יבשן ולא יברגל ולא יבאודם המאזיק אלו באוי מרחי אולי מונן. So we have to remember this חלק of Tesvus is nice and it's not nice. Tesvus is trying to bring a raya that you potter an הגדש and all of the obvious נזיקים. Now, what is this raya? Firstly, ask the kasha, because if not, why the Gemara didn't answer Shein Veregel? And he says, Yipotu. Raya from the Yerushalmi. Interesting. So that Yerushalmi's maskona is that we're talking about Arei Olai Mone Lebede Kabais. Right? Our Gemara doesn't like it. Our Gemara shlugged it. Shechin Hura Koichoi Ben Azikim. The Yerushalmi didn't say the shlug of our Gemara. You're bringing a raya from the Yerushalmi that the Bavli anyway does agree with the Yerushalmi. What is the machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi? Taisus doesn't bother him. He just says, "Stam." Yerushalmi said, "Hechsher nezokim, it's not shayach. Odom amazik, it's not shayach. Boi me'ereh olay mona lebedek habayis." Our Gemara said that this is not a gishmak ezach because there's no kalvachim ala hegdesh. Because Male Egdesh, Shechen Hura Koyche Ben Ezokim. Why the Yerushalmi doesn't say it? So here, two Zachen. First, we have to know why the Yerushalmi didn't say the Shlogi of the Bavli, and why it doesn't bother Tesis Bichlam. Stop, Kedemucha Ben Yerushalmi. Granted, this Yerushalmi doesn't shkim with the Bavli. Say it. Okay, then it doesn't shkim Zogin or Rishonim. But Chotch, I found in the Yerushalmi that he holds that you potter me Echshon Ezikim. וכן משמע במסניסים לטון הנחוסים שאין בו מעילה הכולו אובס קוי אפילו הנזיקים דעודו למען דעומר מה וזה עודו ועודו משמול באשויר כי יויכל פרט למזיק ולמשל למחוימש ומשמע הוקרן חייב היינו מדי רבונות עודו ממזיק אז חייב מדי רבונות דרישי נמסי שלא יבואו לזלזל ונראה דשאר נזוקים דפטורים מהגנש גמרינן מקרן מאודום ובויר the potu by psula and mekdosh. So Tesis has tzadashove, odom, boir, v'shor. Later Tesis will say that from odom alein you could learn. But the vowel Tesis says that you learn out from odom, shor, v'bo. Tzadashove, that you potu by mazik hekdosh. So lo mehei p'tzachot. So we have a machleik is Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, re'eyu v'loi shel hekdosh, you pater every mazik hekdosh. Russian Rashi and Daftes, Kulu Yalfinen. The Navke Kulu Nezokim, Mishoy Reyu Veloy Shalayidash. And Taisa says, you can learn out from there. Again, to make it clear, well, from Masber. Shita Sarayv and the Meiri, Einechanami, only Karen is Potu. Shen Veregel is Chayev Behegdash. Odom is Chayev Behegdash. Tesis says, no. I learn like Rashi. I have three rayas. Why the Gemara didn't answer Meshein Veregel? The Raya answered it. I have a Yerushalmi that state that you potu. And I have a Stomev of the Mishneh that I state that I'm potu. So Tesis has three rayas that the din is like Rashi. Why the Gemara didn't answer by us Shein Veregel? That we saw that the Raya doesn't care about this Kasha. Fakelti says that the Gemara didn't answer because I know Ach. But then he has a raya from the Yerushalmi. we'll have to answer what the Ravid will answer, and also we'll have to answer the Bavli. He doesn't hold from the Yerushalmi. Ma machleik is Bavli v'Yerushalmi. We'll have to get to that. And then he has a raya from Stomed the Masnissin Lekamon. V'akulu oves koi v'afilu anezik in the Odoms. Stam, not a gishmak eshprach. V'akulu oves koi v'afilu ha'odom. הרי דעיקר זה לאו דווקא אודם, שם ורגל. בסדר, הכולו אובס קוי, ואפילו האודם. וממילא תייסר סייס, from where we learn the פטור על שער אובס נזיקים, צד השווה. שור, בויר, שור בור, ואודם. ולפוטו בהקדש, we learn out שער אובס נזיקים. And רשי learns out, כולו ילפינן משור ולאודם חמור, משור ראיו ראיו ולאי של הקדש. And Tesis had a kasha. How you can learn it out from Reyu v'loi shel Hekdesh? Malik Keren, Shechinen Moeles b'tchilos. It's a pircha. How you can learn kulu obis that potu b'Hekdesh mi Reyu v'loi shel Hekdesh? It's a svor in Malik Keren, Shechinen Moeles b'tchilos. What is the machlekes? What is the machlekes? So we'll start. There's a lot of Teire, Gishmak Teire, and an Emes Teire. We have to prove that it's Emes. So I want to start at Mesuda. We'll be Maimi Dechkire. Reb Leib Malim, Reb Nochem, Reb Leib and Simon and Gimel, is Maimi Dechkire very sharp. What is the gather of the Miut? If Re'eyu Veloy Shel Hekdesh. We have a Miut. Ki Igach Ish Shoy Re'eyu. Re'eyu v'loi shel Hekdesh. What is the miut? Zok Reb Leib, there's two ways to understand the miut. One way to understand the miut, Azevi is a miut, boir potur al hakelim. Why boir is potur al hakelim? Why boir is potur al hakelim? There's a close. Esh is potur al atomo. Why? Kach. Boir is potur shov v'loi odom. Shen v'regel potu b'shusaradu. It's a nozik zeh esakosu. Shoir is potu an hekdesh. Why? Kacha. Why esh is potu al atomu? But I understand that. I will explain to you this. It's a miut. Esh is potu an tomu. Boir is potu an keilim. Right? Boir is potu an keilim. Shoir is potur on a hegdash. Also something interesting. It's potur. This is one side. The hilchoseim from shor patters hegdash. As another side. It's not midine ashoir. As a din that shoir reyu veloy shel hegdash, you cannot owe chiyuv nezokim lehegdash. You cannot owe money to hegdash. Maybe in another Nusach, the same thing. Hegdesh doesn't have a schus tvias nezokim. It's a miut that is no mechayev to Hegdesh. Let, let. Soon to be klo. Where's the nefkeminek? Zok Reblei. If the miut is like the first tzad, azevi bor potur al hakelim, shor potu b'shusarabim, esh potu al tomun, shoyres potu an hegdash, why? An hegdash is different. It's yellow. It's different. So it's only a miut from Karen. But you can learn out shen v'regel. Like I didn't learn out shen v'regel potu al hakelim from bor, I can learn out shen v'regel potu an hegdash from Karen. No? But if the gather of the miut is not that it's midin il choseim shel keren. Listen carefully. It's a din that I can owe money le hegdash. Hegdash doesn't have a schus tviyah. So it's no shaykhus to the din ha keren. It's no shaykhus to the keren. It's a din in nizikin that hegdash doesn't have a schus tviyah. If it's a svara that hegdash doesn't have a schus tviyah, If Hegdish doesn't have a schus tvi'a, mali keren, mali shen, mali regel. I will explain. You're asking me chetesa to make the drosha like that. I want to ask you, Moshe, if you mazik a goy, you chayev? Shoy reyu, veloy shor shel knayni. This is the drosha. Why are you mazik a goy, you potu? From where we learn it. Reyu, veloy shel knayni, zok rashi. I'm asking you, I hear Karen. How we know that Shah always nazikim you potu? Why is no tesis on it in Shas? Why is no tesis in Shas that say, how I know that if a Shen Veregel is Mazik a Goy, you potu? I have a mute on Karen. The Teretz is, the mute is that Goy doesn't have Schusi. Not that a Shor of a Goy is a different kind of Shor. B'meile, Zot Reblei, first they hear the Nusach, then the Oichoches. Teisves learn, Babu Sich, we'll start from the first Oichoche, everything a big law. Teisves learn the Geder of Miyut. Oish, Reheyu Veloish HaLegdesh. What is the Miyut of Reheyu Veloish HaLegdesh? Azei Vishol Potur, Bor Potur Al HaKelim, Esh Potur Al Tomun, Shoir is Potur when he's Negeach. It will be a din. Shor is only if he's negeach something that is high 2 feet, not more than 2 feet. So it's a din and shor. Bor no shaychis to the height of the chayfetz. A fire doesn't shaychis. As a din, shor is only if he's negeach head your dike zachen. Hegdish dike zachen are a different zach. When the hezber has a shmira, kodesh boruch hu, shoymer, as a mele isli mazle, as a sadem, I'm not so chayiv. It's a andere zach. It's a miut in keren. And Sharov is Nezikim, I don't have that mute. I can't learn it out. It's a birche. Male keren, shechem, ein moed is mitchilosoi. A shvache mazik. Rashi learned, it's not a mute in the maise negiche of keren. The mute is that Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment. If the mute is that Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment, if the mute is that Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment, if Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment, Reyu veloishel Hegdish. The gather of the miut is that you cannot owe money to Hegdish. This is the gather. Why is the gather? But this is the gather. So Mali Keren Mali Shalov is Nezikin. Klo? I'll give you one example and you will chat. Taisa says, so you can't learn it out from Shor v'Reyu. You have to learn mitzad Shor v'Shoir, Odom v'Boy. And all the three we found that you potu on Hegdesh, we learn out l'Shar Ovis Nezikim. Come, we'll start, we'll take the case of Bor. Avu shtei that Bor is potu on Hegdesh. What Taisa brings down? Psula Mugdoshim v'kol shiken Hegdesh. Why show Boris Potter on Psula Mugdoshim? No? What? It says in the Pasuk, V'ameis I Eloi, when it's dead, he gets it, Balabor, Balashor, Sugis. And Psula Mugdoshim, and Poinim is like Doshim, Le'achilom Le'klovim. You can't give dogs to eat from the Nevele. So there's nothing more to do in the Nevele. Ask him. I want to ask you a shayla. As a Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, if you have a shor psula mugdoshim, what is shor psula mugdoshim? You had a pchoir, was born a pchoir in your Eider, and now it has a mum psula mugdoshim, belongs to you. If you mekadesh a isha, mekudeshes, yeah, it's yours. If you want to sell it to make money, you could. The only thing you can eat, leochlo, v'lo legiza. What would be if a shoir is negeach shoir psula mugdoshim? You have a shoir psula mugdoshim. My shoir is negeach your shoir psula mugdoshim. I pay or I don't pay? What do you think Svora is? My shoir is negeach your shoir psula mugdoshim. I pay or I don't pay? If someone steals your shoir psula mugdoshim, he has to pay you? What? It's worth money. So if my shor is negeach your shor psula mikdashim, I have to pay. State in the Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel, you pay. It's Momen Hedyot. Show Psule HaMukdoshim is Momen Hedyot. Again, Shoy Psule HaMukdoshim is regular Momen Hedyot. So if my show is Negeach Shoy Psule HaMukdoshim, the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, you pay. Not gold hegdish. Not gold hegdish. It's regular money. If it falls to a boyer, the bala boyer is potu. Why the bala boyer is potu? it's not a real hegdish. Oh, but what is the ptul? The amesi eloi. Val shol psula mukdoshim. You cannot use the nevela. So the mele loy karinen bei the amesi eloi. B'meile you potu. So again, shor psula mukdoshim that fell to a boyer. Why you potu? Val shteit v'amesi eloi. So it's not midin ptur kochim really. The ptur is val shteit v'amesi eloi. And psula mukdoshim you can't say v'amesi eloi. So you potu. Maskim. So, let me laugh. So I want to ask you first a shayla. So show psula mekdoshim that fell to a boyer, you potu. Why you potu? Amesi eloi. So how Tesis learns out from there that boyer is potu on kochim? How Tesis learns out from there that boyer is potu on kochim? What is the shaykhs to kochim? Kalvachoyim. What do you kalvachoyim? Here it's a dinet v'amesi eloi. Yeah, so it's not a din kochim. It's v'amesi eloi. And psula mekdoshim, you can't call it v'amesi eloi. Right? In psula mekdoshim, we can't call it v'amesi eloi. Because the mesis taka doesn't go to him. But it's not really a ptur of kochim. No, but pshat is, l'maise, this animal, you cannot eat. So it's a miut that these kind of animals are potur and bol. If these animals are potur and bol, then they have epis from hegdash, kosher in a real hegdash, then the potur. Because the fact that you can't eat them is also a kind of kochim dika aloch. And poidim is a kochim la'achilam leklov. I want to ask you a shayla. Lefi Rashi, shoyr psule amukdoshim, Shenofa leboyer, and the boyer is potu, is the shaykh is to the droshev Reyu veloy shel hekdesh? Reyu veloy shel hekdesh said, I don't have to pay hekdesh. Here we are discussing to pay hekdesh or to pay the private person. Who I'm discussing to pay here, private person or the hekdesh? If I would have to pay on Shop Sula Mekdoshim, I would pay hekdesh or I would pay a private person? What? If Shop Sula Mekdoshim would fall into my bowl, and I would have to pay, to who I would pay? To who I would pay? What? You own a Shop Sula Mekdoshim fell into my bowl. If I would have to pay, to who I would pay? What? To the owner. To Hashem or to the owner? To the owner. So the mute is that I don't pay the owner. Why I don't pay the owner? Yes, so what is the mute? That in Hegdesh I don't pay. It's a miut that is no chiyuv to Hegdesh, or is a miut that if I mazik a maise Hegdesh, I'm potu. What is the miut? Again. Lefi Rashi, the miut of Re'eyu veloy shel Hegdesh is, don't own money to Kochim. Don't pay Hashem. Hashem, you don't pay Nezikim. You pay your friend, you don't pay Hashem. And we learn out all the obvious Nezikim. Lefitesis, we said, the miut is not don't pay Hashem. If I mazik double shel hegdesh, like if I mazik a cheer in a boy rampotu, a tamun in esh rampotu, something that it looks koidesh, that chefze, if I mazik, I'm potu on the peulo of the hezek. Here's the nafkimine. If I mazik in a boy, shor psule amukdoshi. So Taisa says, it's the same miut, kol sheken if I mazik hegdesh. There the miut is that I don't own money to kochim, or the miut is that a maise double kodosh, if I mazik, I'm not chayev. Dear the mute is davar kadosh. If I'm mazik, I'm not chayev. But lefi Rashi, that the mute is re'eyu veloy shel hegdish, that I can own money to hegdish. You could make tzara shava from boyer. What is tzara shava from boyer? Boyer, the money is to the head yet. So why I'm potter on boyer? What? No, what chelik hegdish? What chelik hegdish?
It is, but it's kodesh.
It's kodesh till tomorrow. To who I have to pay the money? To my friend. It's re'eyu. The mute deer is that I'm potter on black things. Well, black, call hegdish, gold things. Something that looks gold, I don't pay. As I say, I'm potter on boy, on keilim, I'm potter on esh. Lefi Rashi is not tzad hashove shoir, odom, and bor. Bor is bichlan that a miut of reyu v'lo yishel hegdish. Deer is the zaitik a miut. That a dover kodosh that falls to boy, I'm potter. Tesis learned that Re'eyu v'lo yishel hegdish is also the same kind of miut. Kiyoichal prat lemazik is also the same kind of miut. So here we have the machlekes of the blame mali. Here is one echetimtze that we get the echetimtze. We get the echetimtze. Lefi Rashi, the miut of Re'eyu v'lo yishel hegdish is that I would never pay money to Hashem als nezikim. Nezikim is a payment to friends, not to Hashem. Hashem is out of the parsha of nezikim. If you want the hesber, I heard once the hesber, I think Rav Salvover says, was a person that broke a window in the king's house. So he came to pay back the king. So they killed him. They wanted to kill him. He said, I want to pay back. The king needs your money to pay him back. What you did, you have to come to ask sorry. You don't have to replace Hashem. Hashem is managing. I'm not saying it's a svara alamol. You say, Avada, you have to pay. It's a svara, it's no, I'm also into Babchish Noizen. It's no pashas nezik in klapi gavoya. Gavoya is not handling with you. You broke me, you damaged me, pay me. It's not about double. Two people are fighting. It's a chushan mishpot. How to handle when two human beings have a discussion. There's no you and Hashem fighting. You mazik Hashem, pay him good, pay him bad. You don't pay Hashem. It's not Nezokim, it's Re'eyu. The parsha of Nezokim is Re'eyu. This is Shitas Rashi. And if it's such a droshe, Zok Reblei, we learn out all of the obvious Nezikim, one from each other. We learn all the obvious Nezikim from each other. Lefiteisvis is Bichlam, not such a miut. The miut is that Dovor Kodosh is no parsha of Nezokim and Dovor Kodosh. Where we saw the Moshe, we saw it in Boyer. Taisa said, Bor is one of the three places that we make Tzad HaShove. Shoyer, Odom, Veboyer. And the Boyer, the Tashlumim was to L'Re'eyu. Tashlumim was not L'Hegdesh. The Miut was on the Maxim Mazik. How Taisa made a Tzad HaShove from them? The Teretz says, Taisa learns that it's a Miut and the Maxim Mazik. If it's a miut, Frank Tesis, I can. Karen has a miut in Beshusorabi, Chotzinese, has a miut leHegdish. I can learn now. Shar Ovis Nezikim from Karen. I'll give you the Saber Esarizen, another Nafkemime. What would be if a Kohen is Mefagel, a Korban of his friend? It's Mefagel, a Korban of his friend. He took chattis of his friend and he was mefagelet in Beis HaMikdash. He has to pay or he doesn't have to pay? It's often a gemara, but he has to pay or he doesn't have to pay? Now, so Taisa says, maybe with the Rabbonon, Kiyecha Palamazik, a person pays. I want to start to think together. Who is asking for the money now? My friend. He doesn't have a chattis. Lefi Rashi is no mute here. Mask him. It could be Garmi. It could be Hezek, Shein, and Nika. Oh, but who wants the money? I took the chattas of my friend and I damaged it. Who I damaged? My friend. Oh, but what I damaged? Hegdish. The feet tases and potu. I damaged Hegdish. This is Kodesh. Not Sulam Ugdoshim. This is Kodesh Ligamre. Kodesh Ligamre and potu. I pay me the Rabbonon, Tesis says, but Odom HaMazik, they made a takon of the Rabbonon. Aber Lefi Rashi, our pain in the race. Lefi Rashi was never a mute. Aber Lu Yitzuyer, I didn't damage a chattas of my friend. I was a Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, and I damaged the chattas of Yom HaKippurim. I have to pay the Beis HaMikdash now or not? Beis HaMikdash lost money now. I have to pay the Beis HaMikdash? Now, even if Hirashi, I don't have to. Because now it's a shayla to pay Hashem. Again, if I damage the chattas of my friend, if he tastes, I'll be potul, if Hirashi, I'll be chayev. If I damage the chattas of Yom HaKippurim, so who is now Beis HaMikdash had a big hefset. Till they got two cows, the whole avodah of Beis HaMikdash, everything has to be redone. Thousands of dollars Beis HaMikdash lost. So they come over with me to pay. So I have to pay. V'loy hegdash, rei, v'loy shel hegdash. Firashi and potu. Aber lo yitzir, I damage the chattas of my friend. Even that it's a koidesh, aber who is losing? My friend. So the firati, Rashi, I will pay. Lefi tesis, I'll be potu legambe. Nu shu es magish in this nafkemine. So the firashi, we could have a yichatin so that someone is mazik hegdash, and you will pay. Because the mute is not shol shel hegdash. The mute is, now here's the nekuda. Reyu veloy shel hegdash. Not the shoyr is shol shel hegdash. The mechayev is reyu veloy shel hegdash. Lefitezes the mute is a shoyr shel reyu veloy shol shel hegdash. Not the damage shel hegdash. This is the nekuda. The firashi, the miut is to damage your friend and not Hashem. And it's one drosha for everything. The fitesis is what kind of shor walking on four has eyes and is not kadosh. If he has one of these chesroimis, he has three or four feet or five eyes, or he's kadosh, I'm not chayim. Doesn't make a difference to who I'm paying. Doesn't make a difference to who I'm paying. Well, see, this is the Rashi and Heyo Mudalev. When Rashi speaks about Mefagel, Rashi says that he's chayev if it's chata shel chaveiroi. Fayt ibn Yeshua, why chata shel chaveiroi? Because Mefagel the chata, Beis HaMikdash. Dear the Teretz is, he's potur, hey, you veloy shel Hekdash. Rashi wanted a case that you chayev. Rashi wanted a case that you chayev. Chata shel chaveiroi, you chayev. Fitez is, you potur. Stop.
Yeah, everyone's asking what's pshat there, Rabbi Kiva. Why would Rabbi Kiva holding this in the history?